have on the program a very solid congressman from Wisconsin who's in a big fight in the 6th Congressional District, Glenn Grothman. How are you, my friend?
Glad to be on this show. You're right. We have quite a fight going on here.
Now, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm running for election for the third time. It's a mildly Republican district. I normally should be in good shape, but of course, this is a tough year. And worse, my opponent is a guy by the name of Dan Cole, who, first of all, is involved in the Cole fortune. Is the nephew of a longtime U.S. Senator, Herb Cole, who was around. But even more, he used to be the political director of something called J Street. And I think your listeners are familiar with J Street. As political director for J Street, his job was to collect donations from around the country.
Well, let me set the stage. Somebody may not. J Street is one of the most virulently anti-Israel front groups in the world, certainly in the United States. And it gives cover to these Israel haters. You, on the other hand, even though you don't have the biggest Jewish population in your district, you are a big promoter of the United States and its relationship with Israel. So now you're being targeted by this organization, among others. Go right ahead.
Correct. His job as political director was to run around, find the ultra-lefties from around the country, collect that money and spin around and donate it to the anti-Israel type Democrats. Over 99.5% of their donations went to Democrats. People like Keith Ellison, that crowd, collect money from around the country and spin money out to those. That was his job for 6 years. He was the first political director of J Street. Then he was another lobbyist for about 2 years before he decided to come back home and run against me.
He must know Andrew Gillum in Florida. I bet you they're very close buddies.
They could be close buddies. He certainly knows that crowd, and he certainly has this, whatever would cause one to be drawn to J Street. I think it's the same mental problem or mental process that would cause someone to be open borders in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they think the United States is a bad country and owes the rest of the world something. The same mindset goes into Israel is a bad country. We must owe something to the Palestinians. If they're shooting missiles at us, it must be our fault or whatever. That same sort of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And so you have this guy Cole running. He's the nephew of Herb Cole. He's the billionaire who served, as you're right, in the Senate for several terms. And the founder of Kohl's department store, by the way, just so the rest of America knows. So he's a hardcore radical extremist leftist running on the usual open borders, Medicare for no one, government down, health care, don't fund the military, anti-cop kind of mentality, I'm guessing. Is that correct?
Well, he actually is kind of fooling people because he doesn't have a voting record. First of all, so I don't want to get somebody in trouble. The family sold Kohl's department store, and they got a lot of wealth from that. But right now, you know, you can shop at Kohl's. And
oh, thank goodness. All right.
Fitting that Kohl's family. Right now.
So he's is he a hardcore radical?
He is running as a moderate, which is hard to believe. He is trying to stay away from issues. He attacks me for being a permanent politician. He lies about pre-existing conditions, as all Democrats do. To a certain extent through his family and to a certain extent through his J Street connections, he is raising a lot of money. So he's spending, you know, well more than I am on TV, which is a problem. I think I'm outworking him grassroots-wise, but he spends a lot of money. He trashes me and says he's going to be less partisan and be the moderate healer.
Sure.
Of course, I'm sure that's not what he's telling the people who are giving him the money.
No, he'll join Pelosi, vote for Trump's impeachment, and do what they all do on the left.
Exactly. And even more, open borders, which will destroy America. Look at the Middle East through the eyes of the Iranians or the Palestinians, right?
Now, if people want to support you, and this is a race that most of the nation isn't familiar with because there's focusing on other races and so forth, but I know you to be a very decent guy. I don't know you well, but we've bumped into each other at various events and so forth. And you strike me as a very decent guy. You are not one of these career hack politicians. You're a very thoughtful guy. Glenn Grothman, what is the site where if people want to contribute to late in this campaign, 5 days left, or people in your district want to campaign for you, what's your website?
Okay, we still are buying more radio ad, more TV. My website is glengrothman.com. Very simple. Glenn has five letters. Grothman is as it sounds with one N. So two N's in Glenn, one N in Grothman, 13 letters together. GlennGrothman.com.
Well, that's GrothMan, GlennGrothman.com. We'll put it up on my social site so people have it. And I'm glad you spelled Glenn and said it's five letters. You know, you didn't do a Biden. It said J-O-B-S with three letters. Remember that one?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. And you're being targeted in this Wisconsin district. Tell us about some of the towns that are in this district.
Well, the biggest city is Oshkosh. Other big cities that your listeners may recognize, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, and Neenah. Your listeners on KFIZ is a radio station that carries your program in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. WTAQ in Green Bay. Green Bay is not in the district, but it's just south of Green Bay. And WISN in Milwaukee. The district is just north of Milwaukee. So we have plenty of Mark Levin listeners in the district.
Well, I strongly support you. I hope all the Levinites out there will turn out and vote for you. And we wish you all the best. I just want to remind you folks out there, it's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Grothman, G-R-O-T-H, M-A-N, that's Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. And while you're voting, make sure you vote for Scott Walker there, too.
You're absolutely right. It is very scary out there, and we have got to find a way to get these young people to know how to think.
All right. Thank you for your vote. Thank you for calling in, Glenn. You take care of yourself. All right. So all of you folks in this district, in the 6th Congressional District, you know, we haven't talked much about Wisconsin in the governor's race here. It's very, very important. Very, very important.